Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Ayin Aleph, the top line of Daf Ayin Aleph from Aleph, we learned in our Mishnah, Daf Samach Zayin Abayz, Nishtatek, if Reuven became an Elaim and he can't speak, and V'amru Loi, and they said to him, Nichtiv Get L'Ishtecha, should we write a get to your wife, and we should give it to her as well, V'hichim B'Roisha, and he shakes his head in the affirmative, then Boin Kadeh say Shleisha Pamim, we investigate him for three different times, and we ask him three questions that the answer are yes, and three questions that the answer is no, Im'ama Lav Lav Al Hin Hain, Hare'ilu Yichtiv Yitnu, and then we could write the get for him, and we could give the get to his wife. And let's keep in mind that our Mishnah is discussing someone that is well, and based on a sickness, he can't speak, and he is a Shemeir Ve'ina Medavar, and he is generally considered Kipikeach L'Chodavar. And our Gemara will now begin and discuss a Cheresh, and a Cheresh is someone that's Ve'ina Medavar Ve'ina Shemeir. Certainly, if someone is a Cheresh and they get married, their Kedushin is not valid Midraisa, and only Midrabbanan is it a valid Kedushin. And as the Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Kuf Yud on Beis states, K'shechshem Shekoinis Bermiza, Kachu Meitzer Bermiza. However, as Rashi points out over here, if there was a person that was a Pekeach and was someone that was able to hear and speak when he got married, and therefore his Kedushin was a Kedushin Gemurin and it was a Kedushin Deraisa, and then he became a Cheresh, then generally the din should be, as the Mishnah states in Yevamis on Kuf Yud Beis and Beis, Nishkarishu and Nishtata Lo Yoyseh Yevamis, if after this person had a Kedushin Deraisa, he became a Cheresh, and since at this point he's a Cheresh, therefore he will not be able to give her a valid get, and there would be no way for her to get divorced. However, Agamar now begins and tells us a chiddush that Amrav Kahana Amrav Cheresh Yochel Davar Metechik Sav. If Reuven was a Bekech when he got married to Rachel, and therefore the Kedushin was a Kedushin Deraisa, and then he became a Cheresh, and he was Eina Medav Ve'Eina Shemeya, so as long as Reuven could give directions and he could communicate through writing, and he will write to the Edim Kisvu through Get L'Ishti Atem Pliny Pliny, and then he gives this document with instructions to the Edim, then we look at this Cheresh as a Bekech Gomer, and therefore Kaisv V'Nesin Get L'Ishti, at that point these the Edim could go and write the get, and they could deliver this get to his wife. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yisus, Rabbi Yisuf Iyas, Maikam Ashbalon, Tanino, L'chari was the Chiddush, Rav Kahana is telling us in the name of Rav, if L'chari this din could be understood from a Mishnah, as a Mishnah stated in the Shtatek, for Amaloi Nichtav Get L'Ishtecha, V'hirkin B'reishai, B'ikreishai Shloshipam, Amal Lav Lav, Al Hein Hein, Hare Ilu Yichtav Yitnu. Since we see that even though this person can't speak, but we actually ask him questions, and once we can corroborate that even though he cannot speak, he'd still died in Sula, and therefore even though he was only Hirkin Bereshai, the Mishnah taught us, Hare'ilu Yichtav Yitnu. And even though the Chir, we could say that the Chiddush of Kahana Rav is that even though this person is a Cheresh and he can't speak and he can't hear, and we still say that he's able to give a get, since he's able to be Medab Metech Ksav, and in the Mishnah we only see a Din, but again, Elam, as we're talking about someone that is a Shtatek, and he is Shemei of Ein Medaba, so maybe they're very different Dinim, and maybe that's the Chiddush of Rav Kahana. So Taisus explains that the point of Rav Yosef is that if we have a Din, but again, a Shtatek, that even Beremiza Ba'alma, we're able to prove that Daitan Slua, and therefore the get is valid, the L'Chari should be Poshet, that in a case where someone's a Cheresh, and even though he can't speak and he can't hear, but he's actually able to be Medaba B'Teich Ksav, and he actually writes exactly what he wants to do, so certainly over there we see there's B'Keach L'Chodover, and therefore the get should be valid, and what's the Chiddush of Rakan in the name of Rav? And the Gemara answers, Omle Rab Zera, so Rab Zera responds to Rab Yosef, Ilan Ka'amrit, you ask me a question from a Mishnah which is discussing someone that's Shemei Ve'Ein Medaba, but certainly Shani Elaim, at this point of the Gemara, the Gemara's maskana is that you can't compare the din of an Elaim that's a Shemei Ve'ina Medaba to the din of a Cheresh that Rav Kahana said his name of Rav, which is talking about someone that's Ina Medaba Ve'ina Shemeya. And even though certainly an Elaim is a Pekech L'Chodavah, and you just have to test him to make sure that Daitan Slula, but once you test him, then his get is a valid get. However, Rav Kahana is Mechadish to us that even though generally a Cheresh is someone that's not a Pekech L'Chodavah, since he's Ina Medaba Ve'ina Shemeya, however, if he's able to be Medaba Metech Ksav, which is even better than Remiza, then he's Mechadish, that in that case we consider him a Bekeach, and therefore his get would be a valid get. And the Gemara explains that Tanya, as we have a Brisa that states that even though in the Gemara when we speak about a Cheresh, we're talking about someone that's Inim Medaba Ve'inim Shemeya, however, when the Torah uses the term Cheresh, it's talking about a Medaba Ve'inim Shemeya, and as the Brisa states, Medaba Ve'inim Shemeya is someone that could speak but can't hear, Zero Cheresh, this is the Cheresh that the Torah refers to, Shemeya Ve'inim Medaba is someone that could hear and can't speak, Zero Elaim, this is what the Torah refers to as an Elaim, as a mute, Vizev Vizeh, called Reim, and the Brisa teaches us that by a Cheresh who's Medaba Ve'ina Shemeya, or by an Elim who's Shemeya Ve'ina Medaba, they both have a din like Bekeach L'Chodava. And the Gemara explains to Brisa, how do we know that someone could speak and can't hear is called a Cheresh in the Torah, and Shemeya Ve'ina Medaba Zeo Elim, and someone that could hear and can't speak is called and referred to as an Elim, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vanik Cheresh Loi Eshma, that I am like a Cheresh that I can't hear, and therefore we see that a Cheresh is someone that's Medaba Ve'ina Shemeya, and the Pasuk continues, and like someone who's mute that can't speak and can't open his mouth, meaning he's a shemeya ve'in a medaber. And the Gemara continues, or I could explain that the word ilim actually comes from the trikin, as people say, that his speech was taken away from him, and the lashon of ishtaka melule is a long version of the word ilim, as it has an aleph, lamed, and mem, and the word ilim is an abbreviation of the word ishtaka melule. And the Gemara continued that Rav Zera was the one who came to defend Rav Chanan in the name of Rav, and explained that Rav Yis's question is not a question, and there is a chiddush in the words of Rav Chanan in the name of Rav. However, the Gemara continues that Rav Zera, ikashli, hokashli, if I do have a question on the member of Rav Chanan in the name of Rav, the following is shver, the Tani was willing to the Brisa, im lo yagid, the pasuk says, b'negeya shvua se'idas, v'nefesh ki sechta v'shama kol olav, who aid a yoda, im lo yagid v'nasa avaynoi, that if someone doesn't testify for someone, and he swears that I don't know any testimony for this person, and it comes out that he was swearing falsely, of course there is in the Brisa, and the Brisa teaches us that prat le'ilim she'ini yoch lahagid, that this issa only applies if it's someone that has the ability to testify. However, since an ilim doesn't have the ability to testify, therefore, if an ilim doesn't testify for someone, even though he knows edus, the din is that he would not be over on this issa. And the Gemara asks, Amai, why would he not be over on this issa? Ha yoch lahagid m'teich ha'ksav, that l'chayr, since Rav Kahana thus taught us in the name of Rav, that even a cheret, that's yoch l'davim m'teich ha'ksav, can give instructions to edim to write and give a get to his wife, and that would be a valid instruction. So l'chayr over here also, let this ilim just write his edus in ha'ksav, and that would be his testimony, and if he doesn't do so, l'chayr should be over the issa of him l'yagid. And the Gemara answers, Amalei Abaya, by response to Rav Zera, edus kamrit, you're talking about a din of edus, but shani edus is different. As Rachmana Omar, there is a gzeir sakasa that states, mipiem v'lei mipik sabam, as the pasuk says, al pishnai edim yakum davar, and therefore we learn out that the only time we can have agadas edus is only through the mouth of edim, and even though a ksiva for other reasons would be valid, however, b'negei edus specifically, there's a requirement for edim to actually say this in Bezdin, and they can't write their edus in Bezdin, and that does not suffice. And Ayin Rashi points out that l'chir, we know that a shtar works, and the edim in the shtar actually are testifying that there was a halva, and l'chir, if so, we see that there is an ability for edim to testify mitech ksav, and why is it not a chesaron in every shtar or mipiyim v'lo mipik savam? And Rashi says le'dami l'shtar shechasmu b'yomer dahu ochel achi ayin sham. And just to explain this further, the Gemara is saying that in a chenami a cher sheyachol davar mitech ksav can be kais v'neis and get le'ishtoi, as we show that he actually is a bardas, and therefore his instructions are valid, but that's because he's making them into a shluchim, and that could work. However, b'negei edus is a special din on p'im v'leimim p'ksavim, and in chenami, even if he would be a pekech l'chol davar, this is still not a valid testimony, and that is why the issa of im l'yagid does not apply to an ilim. And the Gemara continues that you just told us that this exeris akasav and p'im v'leimim p'ksavim, but meisvei al esyo kasha from the following brisa, and this brisa is actually going back on our mishnah that stated that nishtatek if Reuven can't speak and he's a shemei v'ein medaber v'hechem b'roishai and he shakes his head in the affirmative, then the din is you could give a get to his wife. And the Brisa therefore says, Kashem Shabbatkin, I say, look at him, just like we will test him 6 times, b'negei a get, in order to determine if he's a badas, kach b'ikin, I say, l'masoisul matanis, we will also be b'idik in ilaim when it comes to masu matin, as well as l'idias, if he wants to testify, uli rushais, and as well as giving out yushais, and the Gemara will explain. But the Gemara asks, tani mias idias, we see in this Brisa that even though this person can't speak, the din is that he could still say idias, and l'chair, how could he say idias if l'maisa is a chasar, m'pim, v'lo m'pik savam? And the Gemara answers, Amrav Yesib, Amin Yomi, Amrav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes responds, Be'edis Isha de Kilber Rabbanon, that this price is not talking about all of this, as certainly it is a psul of M'pim v'lo m'pik savam. The only reason by an Elaim he could actually testify, B'negea Edis, is only by an Edis Isha, where Rabbanon already will make a, and as we know, an Echad would be cautious to testify regarding a woman in order to allow her to get remarried. As we know, Mishumaguna Kilber Rabbanon, and we also make a that Edis of a car of apostle would also work for Edis Isha, and that's why the Brisa teaches us that B'negei and Edis Isha, the din is that Elam could testify as long as you are Baidikim, and we will be Makel, and we will accept his testimony, B'ksav, we won't pass his testimony based on the psul of M'pim B'lo M'pik Savam. However, Enoch and Ami, if it would be a regular Edis, then we would not be Makel, and the din would be that this Elam, even if you're Baidikim, cannot testify as there would be a Chasar on M'pim B'lo M'pik Savam. The Gemara continued that you just answered B'negei Edis, but V'ktani Yerushais, the Brisa also teaches us that if you have an Elam and you're Baidikim, then he could testify regarding Yerushites, and even though he'll only testify Mipi Ksav, we actually will accept his edus, and we don't have a psul on Mipi and B'lai Mipi Ksavam. And the Gemara answers, Amravo, Yerushas B'nai Bechar, when the Brisa states we're talking about Yerushites, we're not talking about testifying regarding Yerushites, we're talking about Reuven, who has many children, and he doesn't want the Bechar to take Pishnaim, and he wants the Bechar to be Yerush's assets. says, just like any of his other children, and they should all get equally. And the Mishnah is mechadish that even though this person is a shemeir ve'in medaba, as long as it will be baidikim, so once he instructs us b'ksav that I want all my children to get equally, I don't want the bechor to get pishnayim, then since we tested him and we know he's bekech, therefore his instructions would be valid and we would follow his instructions. And this, of course, has nothing to do with edus, and therefore the klal of mipim v'lemi piksavim is not relevant to this din. And Rashi explains, l'hachi naki rushes b'nei bechor, dim loy l'shanis al mishpat yirusha shel Torah huba, l'malon l'dvarv, that if not for the fact he wanted to change the standard din of Yerusha of the Torah, then there was no reason for him to speak or for him to write us any instructions. And in the second to bottom Taisa Amid, Taisa says, Vein Nilri, that Pshat Rashi is not Nilri, because him Kain Havale Lameima, Sharib Lazer, Omi Lazer, which is a standard Lashon of the Gemara, Elohim Rabbein Yitzhak. Therefore, Rabbein Yitzhak explains, the Hainu Sha'imel, Ben Ben Abadim Shu Bechar, that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven, who's in Elam, wrote that this child is the Bechar, and the Kamash 1, the Chiddush of the Bryce is, the Nemel Kachai Deachona. Once we investigate and we ask him questions and we're able to determine that he's Bekeach, then we would trust that when he told us that this child is Bechar, that child is the Bechar, and therefore that child would get Pishnayim. And the Gemara continues to ask that how can you say that we have a dinam Pim Vlaim Piksavim, but Tani Mi is in the Bryce, so we stated Lamasayus Matanis, and my Lav La Alma and Lachira, when the Bryce is stated that someone who is a Elam can actually go and do something regarding Masayus Matanis, it must be referring to a case where an Elam comes and writes testimony in Iksav, and as long as we could test him, then we would accept this Edus, even though it's Pim Vlaim Piksavim. On that, the Gemara answers, Loi Ludidei, we're not talking about Edus at all, and the chiddush of the brayse is that if there's a person who is an elaim and we test him out, that he could go and do any transactions and he could buy and sell, and we consider him a bekech l'chol davar. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the dinner of Kahana and they revav that cheresh yochel davim petecha ksav kaisim v'nesin get l'ishtai. And the Gemara asks, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question from the following brayse, as the brayse states, cheresh l'holcha boy achari meisoysav v'achak v'tsoysav v'achak ksav yodai el b'metaltlin, that if there's a cheresh who's an enim medaba v'enim shemeya, then even though he will try to be miramis to us, either by using his hands or his head, or as Rashi says in Daf Nun Testament Aleph, Kvitzesav Akima Sosayim, that he'll go and move his mouth, and he will mouth out the words, and we will be able to read his lips and determine what he means to say. And Rashi states, Ve'ini Simen Nikol Kiramiza, and the Brisa continues, that even if the Cheresh writes down what he wants to say, we will not listen to those words, aside for in the case of Metaltan. And the Brisa continues, Avaloy L'Gitin, however, we will not use any of these methods, B'negeya Gitin, and that's clearly against Rav Kahana, the name of Rav, because Rav Kahana said the name of Rav, that as long as a cheresh can go and write down what he wants to say, then of course we will actually listen to him and we consider him b'kech l'chol davar and his get would be valid. And as Rashi says, that our case of this braisa is talking about a scenario where his kedushin was a kedushin deraisa, and therefore this is exactly the same case of Rav Kahana, and that's why it's a tifta Rav Kahana. And the Gemara therefore answers, Tanoi, that in the Chanami there is a machlekes Tanoim b'negei the shayla of Rav Kahana in the name of Rav, and in the Chanami this braisa holds not like Rav and holds that a cheresh yachol davar would not be kaisim v'neisim get l'ishtai. However, Rav holds, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that in this case we will be kaisim v'neisim get l'ishtai, as we will see in a moment. And of course, as we know, the Gemara really could have said that Rav Tanu Upolig, and Rav just argues on this price that we just had. However, generally, as a first line of defense, the Gemara generally wants to say that Rav is going like a Tana, and therefore, since we're able to find a Tana, which is Rav Shimon Gamliel, that holds exactly like Rav, that's why we'd rather say that Rav holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we'd rather not say Rav Tanu Upolig. And the Gemara continues to Tanya, as the end of this brisa continues and states that Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel stated that even though the brisa said the cheresh lehocha boy achri meisa oisav v'ach kvitz oisav v'ach ksav yodai b'negei gittin, however, b'med v'murim, the only time we said that this is true is b'cheresh meikari, if this person was a cheresh when he got married and he was always a cheresh she'in medav ba'in shemeya, and therefore, as Rashi says, she'in like ksav yad shel das, as someone that's a cheresh that's in medav ba'in shemeya since he's born, is someone that would not be able to write shaloi hois le das tulum Yomav, as he never had clarity since he's younger, and he was never considered a bardas. And that is why, b'negei his get, the Brisa stated, that lehocha boy achari mizyoysa v'ach kvitzoysa v'ach ksav yodoy. And as Rashi immediately points out, that in a moment the Gemara will ask, that lechira, if this person was a cheresh meikari, therefore his original kedushin wasn't a kedushin deraisa, and it was only a kedushin rabbanon, and as we said in the Akdama, that the din is, k'shem k'shisas b'remiza, k'chisiyas b'remiza, and why would it be that Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, that by a cheresh meikari, the get would not be valid, and we would not be holchu achri meizaisa v'achkvi tzaisa v'achksav yodai. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel continues and said, I'll be kech v'nischarish who kaisa v'hin chaisbin, that if there's a person who was a shemeir umidaber and therefore would be mekech when he got married, and only at this point did he become a charish, and at this point he's in a shemeir v'in umidaber, then if he would write down and he would tell Edom to go and give this get to his wife, then that would be a valid get, and who kaisiv and this cherish can write the get, behein chaisman, and the Edom will be able to sign the get and give this get to his wife, and it would be a valid get. Therefore, clearly we see Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that even though there was a person who was a bekech and then he became a cherish, that as long as his yachlo daven metech ksav, that kaisiv v'nesin get l'ishtai, and Rav holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakama of the Brisa of cherish lehocha by achim mizaisav etc. is going dafka lefi the Tanakama who argues on the shita of Rav. And the Gemara continues and asks, how could Rav Shimon Gamliel say b'med v'amru b'cherish me'kari, and if there's a cherish me'kari, he cannot give a get? But frankly, Gemara b'cherish me'kari loy, why is it that a cherish me'kari cannot give a get? But k'shem shekaitz b'remiza, since he was always a cherish and he was in a medav v'in a shemeya, therefore m'duraisa he couldn't get married, and it's only m'drabbanan that they allowed him to get married through remiza. So kach b'tzir b'remiza, and therefore, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechtas Yevamos, that as long as he only had a kedushin rabbanan, then a cherish could give a get m'drabbanan, and he'd be m'tzir b'remiza. And as Rashi brings down from the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, the cherish and nasi isha, that if there was a cherish, that at the point that he got married, he was already in a medav v'in a shemeya, and therefore his marriage is only drabbanan. And Ratzi Yaitzi, if he wants, he can give a get because it's all done on a drabbanatic level. And the Gemara answers, Ibe ishta hachinami, ein hachinami. If this Brisa was talking about his own wife, then certainly, since he was a cherish at the point that they got married, therefore he can divorce her, as both are based on a drabbanan. And Kashem Shaklein to Remiza, Kach Metzir Remiza. However, Hachamayaskina, this Brisa is referring to a case, Bevimtai, where Shimon was married to Rachel, and then Shimon died without children, and now Rachel fell to Yibum to Shimon's brother Reuven, and Reuven did Yibum, and now wants to divorce her. And in the case of Yibum, the Brisa taught us that Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, "B'med v'amru b'cherish me'kari." And the reason why he can't divorce her is because he was a cherish in a medav ve'in a shemeya, and therefore, even if he would write down he wants to divorce her, that would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, "Vimta Riman, what was her status when she was married to Reuven's brother Shimon, and how did Rachel get into the position of being a shemeres yavam?" And the Gemara explains, "Ilem d'nafle me'achiv cherish." If when Shimon got married to Rachel, he was also a cherish, and therefore his kedushin was only drabanan. So then, when Reuven is now married to Rachel, based on Yibum, so it's also only a din rabbanon. And if so, kashem shiknisas b'remiza, kachitzias b'remiza. Since Rachel's entire marriage was only drabbanon, and her Yibum was also drabbanon, therefore certainly Reuven should be able to give a get, and the get should be chal. And the Gemara therefore says, elo d'naf leim me'achav pikech einachinami. The case of the Brisa was talking about a scenario where Shimon got married to Rachel, and he was a pikech, and therefore his marriage was a derisa dika marriage. And now that Shimon died, she's naflu to Yibum to Reuven, and that would also be a valid marriage midraisa. As even though Reuven is a cherish, but we know that a yevama is hikdolim in a shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the rights to this woman, and there is no requirement that he has to be a badas, and therefore Reuven's yibum with Rachel was a valid yibum midraisa. And Rashi says not only is this valid midraisa, but Reuven wouldn't even have the choice to do chalitza, as chalitza cannot be performed by an ilim or by a cherish, as Rashi says, in as he can't stand up and he can't speak, and therefore chalitza doesn't apply to an ilim or to a cherish. However, his yibum is deraisa. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel explains that since Reuven was a cherish meikari, so he has no ability to actually give the get, as lehocha by achri mizaisa v'achri mizaisa v'achsav yaday b'negei a get. And the Gemara continues, v'ibayisema, or I could give you another teretz l'olim d'nafalei me'achiv cherish. That really we're talking about a case in the Brisa where Reuven's brother Shimon, when he married Rachel, was also a cherish, and therefore his kedushin was only in rabbanan. Even though generally when a cherish performs a kedushin rabbanan, we have a klal that kashem shkinesa remiza kachis yas remiza. However, over here, since Reuven did yibum to Rachel, so at this point, even though it's only yibum rabbanan, the Brisa holds that Reuven cannot give a get to Rachel and lehochel by achri mizaisav achri tzaisav achksav yadoi because the gzeira is achiv cherish otu achiv pikeach as the gzeira, because someone could be confused between different types of shemeres yavam, and someone may think that just like I saw that Reuven, who was married to this woman through Yibum, and even though he was a cherish, he was still able to give a get, and he won't realize that Reuven's brother Shimon was also a cherish, and therefore was only a Yibum drabanan, and that's why the get was valid. And this person may think that even if Reuven's brother Shimon was a pikeach, his kedushin to Rachel, and by extension the Yibum that Rachel had with Reuven, were all on the derisidic level, that Reuven would still be able to divorce Rachel. And of course this is not true, because in this case the Yibum between Reuven and Rachel were on the derisidic level, and therefore the marriage was a marriage derisa, and we don't have the svara of Kashem Shekhnis B'Ramiza, Kachitzias B'Ramiza. And the Gemara continues and asks that, if you're telling me Amri that we agree that there's some sort of gzeira over here of gzeira achav cheresh atu achav pikeach. Then the hachi ishtay nami that lecheresh we should also make a gzeira even in a case where Reuven is a cheresh and gets married to his wife, and at that point they only have a kedusha rabbanon that he should still not be able to give her a get, and we should not say the svara of kashem shiknisas miramiza kachisas miramiza as a gzeira, because someone may get confused and they will think that if Reuven, who's a cheresh, does yibum with a woman who had a kedusha deraisa, that Reuven would have the ability to give a get to Rachel, and of course it is not true. And the Gemara answers, Yevinta biyevinta michlefa, ishta biyevinta le michlefa. In a chenami, we had to make a gzera in the case of achav cheresh atu achav pikeach, in a case where the marriage to Reuven was done through Yibum, and certainly it would be normal for people to get confused between the scenarios. However, people will not necessarily make a dimyon between a case of a cheresh that's married to a woman that they realize is a kedusha rabbanon, and that's why they were able to give a get, and they won't compare that to a case where Reuven had a marriage to Rachel through Yibum. They will realize that the din of Yibum may be different. They won't necessarily think that Reuven, who is a cheresh, can give a get to his wife Rachel, who he was kind of through Yibum. And the Gemara continues, according to the second teretz of the Gemara, the reason why if Shimon got married to Rachel and he was a cheresh at the time of the marriage, and therefore he only had a kedushin rabbanon, and when he died and Reuven did Yibum to his wife Rachel, it was only based on a din rabbanon, and even so Reuven can't give a get to Rachel. That is because of a gzira of a cheresh atu pikeach, as people may get confused and think that even if Reuven did Yibum and his brother originally had a kedushin deraisa, that he could still give a get, and of course in that case Reuven would not be able to give a get to Rachel. And the Gemara is, so migazrin and cheresh atu pikeach, is it really true that we make a gzira in a case where Reuven was a cheresh and it was nafalei me'achav cheresh, and Rachel became his wife through Yibum as she felt him from his brother who was a cheresh and only had kedushin rabbanon? We would not allow Reuven to give a get to Rachel, or to a case where Reuven married Rachel based on Yibum, where his brother Shimon originally married her based on a kedushin deraisa because Shimon was a pikeach. And we continue on daf ayin aleph from a base. And before we continue, let's just point out that as long as either a man or a woman are a cheresh or a chereshes, then the kedushin would not be a valid kedushin midraisa, and it's only midrabanan that we allow this kedushin to be a valid kedushin, and the kedushin is only drabanan. And also, let's remember the first mishnah of Maseches Yevamos that states chamisha svinashim paitris tzareisim v'tzareis tzareisim min achlitzim min yibum lo'ilam. And as we know, if Reuven is married to Rachel and Shimon, who is Reuven's brother, is married to Rachel's sister Leah, then Shimon dies without having children, and now l'chayra Leah should fall the yibum to Reuven, and Reuven have to do yibum with Leah. However, since Leah is achis ishtai of Reuven's wife Rachel, therefore she never falls the yibum to Reuven, and she remains asa to Reuven as a shesach. And the Gemara now continues, and is v'tan that how can you say that with gazrina and cheresh atu pikeach, if we learn to the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos on daf kuf yud amud beis that shnei achim charoshin, if there are two brothers who are both charoshin, and therefore the kedushin would be a kedushin rabbanan, and the suyin shnei achayis pikeis, and either they're married to two sisters who are both perfectly healthy and a medaba v'shemeya, or shnei achayis charoshis, or they're married to two sisters who are both in a medaba v'inishemeya, or shnei achayis achas pikeis v'achas charoshis, one is a pikeach and one is a charoshis. And as we said, in all these cases, that kedushin is only a kedushin rabbanan, v'chein shnei achayis charoshis, or if they're two sisters who are both in a medaba v'inishemeya, and therefore any marriage that they have will only be a din rabbanan, and nesuyas l'shnei achim pichin, either they're married to two brothers, and Rachel and Leah are married to Reuven and Shimon, who are both pichin and are both shemei v'medaba and they're both healthy, or they're married to two brothers who are both in medaba v'in shemeya, or l'shnei achim echad pikeach v'echad cheresh. So in these cases, since the kedushin was a kedushin rabbanan, and on a rabbanan dika level, Rachel and Leah are married to two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, therefore harei l'pturis b'nechalitza m'nibam, if Shimon would die and now Leah would fall the Yibam to Reuven, then of course Leah is potam in a chalitza or min a Yibam, and she's not considered Shemeres Yavam. L'maisa, she's the sister of Rachel, who is Reuven's wife, and therefore there's a ptur of achayis ishtai. And the Mishnah continues, however, if Rachel and Leah are not sisters, then the din is that if Shimon dies, then Reuven would do Yibam to Shimon's wife Leah on Drabbanan level, because their entire marriage was Drabbanan, since Shimon at the time of marriage was a cheresh. And of course, as we said before, that since Reuven is a cheresh, therefore he can't do chalitza to Leah, as the pasuk states, and he can't say like chafatzil lekachta. And finally, we get to the raya of the Gemara, and the din is that at this point that Reuven actually does yibum to Leah, and they only have a marriage that drabbanan, as lemaisa Leah's original marriage to Shimon was only drabbanan level because Shimon was a cheresh. Reuven is also a cheresh, and if at some later point Reuven wants to divorce Leah, he could do so, as we have the same svar of kashem kisas b'remiza kachis yas b'remiza. And lechera, if we're going to say that we should be geizer cheresh atu pikeach, then lechera in this case we should also be geizer that Reuven can't divorce Leah, because in the case where his brother Shimon would have been a pikeach at the point that Shimon got married to Leah, Leah, then his Kedushin would have been a Deraistic Kedushin, and the Yibum with Reuven would have been Deraisa. In that case, certainly Reuven would not be able to divorce his Yivama Leah, as he is considered married to her on a Deraistic level, and therefore a Cherish can't give again in that scenario, and L'Chay, we should be Geizah Cherish Ata B'Kech. And by the fact that the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamah says that Reuven can divorce Leah because it's only a Yibum Drabanan, and therefore we see, even by Yivimtai be Yivimtai, we don't make a Xira of Cherish Ata B'Kech, and since Reuven's Yibum was only Drabanan, so we allow Reuven to give a get to Leah. Based on this question, the Gemara shlugged up to Ibai Yisema, therefore the Gemara says, Elamachvata Kedushan Meikara, we go back to the original Teretz, when the Braisa discussed a Cherish, and we said, that was talking about a case of Yibum, and it's talking about the Nafle Me'achah Bikech. Since Shimon's marriage to Leah was a Deraistic Kedushin, therefore Reuven's Yibum with Leah was also a Deraistic Yibum, and that's why Reuven can't divorce Leah. However, in a Chinami, if Shimon was a Cherish, and therefore his marriage to Leah was only Din Rabbanon, and therefore the Yibum of Reuven was also Rabbanon, in a Chinami, Reuven would be able to give a get to this Shemeres Yavam to Leah after he had Yibum with her, because we have a Svar of Kishem Shekinis Beremiza, Kachitzi Asa Beremiza. And the Gemara continues that we said, Rav Kahana that said the name Rav, that if there was a Bekech that got married to a woman and had a Kedushin Draisa, that then he became a Cherish, and Zioch Ladav Mutech Ksav, that Kaisim Nasin Get Lishtai, they could still give a get to his wife. We explained that Rav holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who stated, Al Bekech Vinis Cherish, who Kaisim Vahin Chaisman, and even though he had a marriage that was Draisa, he was able to give a get to his wife, even though at this point he's a Cherish, Shein Medav Vahin Shemeah, and we said, Tanakam of that Braisa argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore Rav is specifically not going like the Tanakama, and he's passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And our Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon explains, Chalukin of Chaveir of Rav Shimon Gamliel, as we just mentioned, even though Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if there was a Bekech that got married, had a Kedushin Raisa, and then he became a Cherish, and it's Eni Medav in a Shemeah, as long as he's Yachl Tab Mutech Ksav, that he could give a valid get. However, the Tanakama of that Raisa clearly argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakama holds that if there's a Bekech that was married on the Raisa level and then became a Cherish, then Lehocha by Achrim Yzaisa, Achrim Yzaisa, Achrim Ksav Yodai, Binigaya get. And the Gemara continues, Oma Baya, Baya states, Afinan Namitina. We also see clearly from the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamah that Tanakama argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel because the Mishnah states, Nishtatis Loyotzi, that if Reuven was married to Rachel and they had Kedushin Raisa because both Reuven and Rachel were Pikkun at the time of the marriage, and then Rachel became a Shoita, then as we'll see in a moment, that even though Midraisa, it's still possible for Reuven to divorce Rachel because although Rachel is not a Bastas, but the Maisa get could be given to a woman Bal Kocha, and you don't need her Das. And as Rashi points out, that if Rachel actually becomes a Chereshes, and now she's in a Medav of Eini Shemeah, so there is no question that she will be able to receive a get from Reuven. However, since Rachel became a Shoita, therefore the Rabbanim will Goyza, that it's also for Reuven to give a get to Rachel. And Rashi explains that the reason why the Rabbanim made it Zera is because the Kivan She'ini Yadas Lishma Atzma, that since she's a Shoita and she can't guard herself, Yinigaba Hefka Biznus, that people will be annoyed with her Hefka Biznus, and therefore the Rabbanim want to protect her, and they said that her husband can't divorce her, even though Midraisa, even though she's a Shoita, really her husband should be able to give her a get, Bal Kocha, and he doesn't need her Das. And the Mishnah continues that let's say Reuven and Rachel were married and had a Kedushin Deraisa because Reuven and Rachel were both Pikkun and the Scharish who, and then Reuven became a Cherish and he's in a Medav in a Shemeah, or in a Shtato, he became a Shoita and he no longer has Das to give a get. Lo Yotzei Lamas, at this point, Reuven can never give a get to his wife Rachel. And Abai now brings a Raya that this Mishnah must be going like the Tanakama, and it must be that Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama argue on this point, because my Lamas, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Lo Yotzei Lamas that Reuven cannot divorce her forever? L'chayr is telling us that even though Reuven was a Bekech originally when he married Rachel, even at this point that he became a Cherish, he's still Yochel Davim Mitech Ksav, that his get would not be valid, and therefore he would never be able to divorce Rachel. And therefore, clearly we see that Tanakama argues completely on Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds in a case where it was a Bekech, and then he became a Cherish, and he's Yochel Davim Mitech Ksav, that his get would be valid, just like the Shita of Rav Kahana, the name of Rav. And clearly we see there's machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav must be going specifically like Rav Shimon Gamliel and not like the Tanakama. And the Gemara continues, Amra Papara, Papa states, Ilav Dashmin Rabbi Echron, if not for the fact that Rabbi Echron taught us that the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel are arguing each other, Havamina, we may have thought, really there is no machlekes, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Fushi time of the Tanakama Udasa, when we saw the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, he was only coming to explain the Shita of the Tanakama, and really the Tanakama also agrees to Rav Shimon Gamliel that if Reuven was originally a Pekech and then he became a Cherish, that Reuven could still give a get to his wife Rachel, as long as his Yedea Lichta Mitech Ksav. Even though in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamah, the Lashon was that Nischarishu Lo Yotzei Lamas, and we said it's Mashmur that Reuven can never divorce Rachel. brachol, even if he's yochel daven metechek sav, zok to gemara umay lamas. What would we say the word lamas means? Not that he can never get divorced, because if he's yodei lichtu metechek sav, Reuven can't divorce Rachel. But avagav the chazin lay the charef. Even though we see that Reuven is very smart, we would still say that his get is not valid. However, if it would be a scenario where Reuven was yodei lichtu metechek sav, then inachinami Reuven's get would be a valid get, and inachinami Rav could be going not only like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but even according to the Hakama of the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamis. And the Gemara continues, Inami, or I could tell you that the reason why the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamis stated Nischarishu lo Yosei Lamis, not coming to include that even if Reuven was Yochel Dabim Metechek Sav, that his get would not be valid, as Inachinami, his get would be valid. The reason why in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamis, in the Reisha it said Nishatis lo Yosei, and it didn't say lo Yosei Lamis, whereas in the Sefer it said Nischarishu and Nishtata lo Yosei Lamis, specifically in order to show that there's a chil between the Reish and the Sefer. And as the Gemara explains, the Chirab Yitzhak, as although in the Sefer, the reason why Reuven cannot give a get is the din deraisa, and that's why we use the term of lo yotzei lamis. However, the Reish is teaching us a din lechirab Yitzhak, darmei Yitzhak, because Rabbi Yitzhak taught us dvat Torah, and really in midiraisa, if Reuven is married to Rachel and they have a kedushin deraisa because they were both pikkun at the time of their marriage, and then Rachel became a shaita, then really shaita miskereshes, Reuven should be able to divorce Rachel even though she's a shaita. Midavik bekeches bal kocha, as since we see that Reuven can divorce bekeches even bal kocha, and therefore clearly we know that a get doesn't have to be given midaita, and therefore Reuven can divorce his wife who's a shaita even shloi midaita. And the Gemara continues, matam amru ena miskereshes, and if so, why is the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamis say that if Rachel became a shaita that Reuven can't divorce her? That is only a din rabbanon, and as we explained before, shloi yinaguba minakafka, in order that people should not be noig with her minakafka, and therefore the rabbanon made a gzira that since you married her on a kedushin deraisdik level, we won't let you give her a divorce, as we want you to stay married to her, and we want Reuven to protect Rachel forever. And that's why in the Reish of the Mishnah, Masechtas Yevamis, we don't use a lashon of a lamis, and all we said is the shtatis leyotzi, as this is only a din rabbanon, and it's not a din deraisa. And that is why we use the lashon of a lamis in the sefer, because in the sefer it's a din deraisa, and we will stop over here.